Right now, we're going to be in conversation with a recent arrival to Ballito, already becoming a legend rapidly. His name is Judd Campbell. He is the dough behind the dopamine. He is the pineapple on the pizza. And he's in the studio right now to celebrate the fact that there's going to be a hoedown at Dopamine very soon. Okay. Welcome to you.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. I don't know about a legend, but that's fantastic.
Well, no, he who protests too much, I think. The fact is that for many, many years, the brand that was the Corner Cafe and various other coffee institutions around the greater Teguini area, these were inspirations of yours and very much inspirational to people who enjoy the coffee culture, shall we say, and the food culture, and the experience of not just having something lekker, but having something lekker in an environment that is conducive to the occasion. You know, I'm talking about a sense of occasion. You now took over a container, an empty container. And how do you turn a container into a jewel? Well, tell us about it, Judd.
A shed on a farm. Yeah, look, it wasn't the plan. The original plan wasn't to be a full restaurant, but it's morphed into this restaurant. And fast forward, it's been a year on Friday. We've been here a year. We've been incredibly well supported. Ballito and Salt Rock have really taken to it. So we thought let's have one big hoedown.
So now the essence of the Dopamine brand, I think, is the idea that the food is really good, but it's relatively simple in a sense that it's pizza, a lovely simple crust,
sourdough
base, which is fantastic, and then really good ingredients on the top. That's always for me been, I think, the key to your success, is that it's simple, but it is excellent.
Simplicity, you know, and also if you've got a small menu, you can perfect it, you know. Yeah. If you've got a menu that looks like an encyclopedia, it's harder to keep everything fresh, you know.
Invariably. So what started off as a dark kitchen, for those that are not familiar with the term dark kitchen, possibly you can unpack that.
Yeah, third party, Uber Eats and Mr. D only, no customers, no signage, no tables, no chairs, no glasses.
Well,
no
hopefully decor. Customers, but not sitting
yeah,
down.
Yeah, but they don't come in. It's just the motorbikes, you know, Uber Eats and Mr. D driving and picking up the pizza and off they go. That was the original plan.
And how did it change?
A lady walked in, I believe her name was Nikki from Bloom School, and she came in and said, can she have a party for 60 kids and 30 adults in the front? And that we broke even first month.
What?
One giant. From that party, we had three other parties booked, and now it's a venue, you know, as well as a restaurant, as well as the takeaway and dark kitchen.
So now to experience what we're talking about, there is going to be a hoedown. What is a hoedown?
It's a big Texas farm cookout with a mechanical bull, hay bales, open flames, corn on the cob, candy floss, brisket. We're going to go to town. So, and ironically enough, there's actually probably not going to be much pizza on our birthday.
So you're going to do this. You're bringing in a mechanical bull.
Oh, yes. It's booked. It comes on Friday. Yeah.
And a candy floss machine.
No, we're buying big bulk candy floss. Yeah.
Okay.
But there are a lot for the kids. There'll be a water slide. Sorry. Even if it rains, you know, we've got enough space in the shed. So we're gonna have a big hoedown. We've got some line dancing. We've got a very different kind of menu in terms of corn on the cob and quesadillas and nachos. And
so it's an event, but an event for the whole family to enjoy?
Oh, most definitely. I think that's the way it's gone, it's family, you know, especially up here in Ballito. It's all family.
And the good news is there's plenty of parking. It's on the... how does one describe where you are?
So you turn left after Tiffany's and before you get to the Flag Animal Farm. Just opposite Brettonwood Main Gate is a little dirt road leading onto a farm. And we're just down that road, 100 meters down on your right.
And there's good signage.
There's plenty of signage, plenty of parking, and plenty of cover in the event of rain. Yeah.
So there it is. When is the event and what time does it begin?
Friday from 4 to 8.
This coming Friday.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah, it's heating up. It's going to be great.
So from 4 to 8, it's a very nice window of opportunity. Mm. Bring the kids.
Breakup day.
Pull in. And what is the cost?
It's $250 for the adults, $150 for the kids.
And what do they get for that?
Everything. They can bring their own alcohol. We've got ice lollies, mechanical bull ride, slippy slide, everything. All the food, a big, like a Texas buffet.
Oh.
Yeah. Everything. It's all in. Once you come in, you're done.
So you've got the entertainment laid on, the fun. You'll be generating your legendary. Is it like a? It's not a harvest table. It'll be more.
It is. It's kind of like a harvest table. Yeah, it's like a big cowboy cookout. You know, and you come out and there's refried beans and that kind of thing on the table and pulled brisket and yeah, it's going to be it's going to be a little bit of everything. Yeah.
Sounds amazing. Sounds quite amazing. I'm quite, I should say that. I'm
We're actually
going to
charge R750 if you don't have a cowboy hat and $250 if you do.
Are you going to wear a cowboy hat?
Well, it's advisable. Okay, or boots. Yes. Or something cowboy.
Yeah. If you come
I'm wearing my Yellowstone hat.
If you come through just with an accent, can I still get a discount?
Yeah. We'll let you have to stick to that accent.
Though, well, there you have it. I'll be with this action all day long, then.
I can't believe my co-host has become a different
personality.
He's
had too much coffee or not enough, I don't know.
So this Friday from 4 till 8 in the evening, irrespective of the weather, never mind the weather, as long as we're together, you're going to have a good time at Dopamine. That's on the farm, folks. Is that,
on the ranch.
Claremont Farm, is it?
Yeah, it's Claremont Farm. Jeez, now you're going to... It's on Claremont Farm,
I mean, it sounds like it's miles away from Bolito, but literally it's at the entrance to Salt Rock. You can't miss it.
It's just opposite Breton and Main Gate.
Opposite. Yeah. It's a guaranteed jewel. Good clean fun for the whole family. I'm sure that there will be one or two shall we say dubious characters there in the form of King K in his Texan hat and Stetson boots and
that's correct. I'll definitely be there. I'll be down the ranch. I'll definitely be there.
I'm like Elmer Fudd's coming to our party.
Yeah, Elmer Fudd. Okay. So there it is. You have to book?
Yes, bookings. Yeah.
So where does one book?
They can get a hold of us on social media. All the ads we're boosting and posting have all got WhatsApp links clicked to them. But if not, just go onto Instagram or Facebook. My number's there.
And that's Dopamine, D-O-U-G-H-pamine. Don't forget, you know, like it's like it's a play on words in the dough, in the sense of the pizza dough, pamine. That's essential booking because it's going to be really popular. And you can limit the numbers so that there's not a bun.
We want to keep it to a manageable. I'd like to get to everybody. You know, it's these people have supported us. And
nice.
It's not. I don't want it to be a flat panic on the day. You know, you want to get around there, say hello to everybody, sit down. Share some brisket.
So, top tip, if you are listening and interested, do not wait too long to make... Because Bolito is notorious for waiting to the last minute.
Mm.
And often it makes it impossible for, especially smaller venues, to cater accordingly. Because you don't want to over-cater and end up with a whole lot of waste. And you don't want to under-cater because you don't want to disappoint anyone. So, here is the thing. It's the responsible, sensible thing to do is book to avoid disappointment.
Yeah.
Just do it. Yeah. And then it's done. Then you can have fun and relax on Friday. The kids have broken up or will have, are they?
Yeah. Breakup day.
It's breakup day. Yes. So you can celebrate that with the family. Wow. A good time guaranteed. It's always fun on the farm with Judd and the team. Thanks for popping in on the morning show to bring us the good news.
Thank you so much. Love being here. Thank you very much, everyone.
This will go up as a podcast, so if you've just joined us and wondering what we've been talking about, well, it's all happening at Dopamine this Friday in a couple of days' time, between 4 and 8. It's going to be a hoedown, folks, a hoedown.